السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, from Medina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I give you salam and I'm sharing some thought with you from what I'm watching, even in the front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We have a fake respect, fake love, and when a situation arises, we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advice to us how we deal with the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hujurat and many area, he warning Muslim to raise their voice in the front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one of the manner from the early days, Medina, you have to walk with adab, talk with adab, be alert, because even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dead. The main understanding in Islam is you have to have adab in Medina. You have to have adab and not raise your voice and not acting up. Now, what happened if I am in Medina and I'm losing myself? What else do you want? This is what I call lack of awareness and time and a place. Meaning I'm in a state of heedlessness. My dear brother and sister in Islam, may Allah forgive us. Our iman is a skeleton, it's very thin. Our love to Allah is fake, astaghfirullah al-azim, is not real. Our love to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is fake, is not real. And our heart is polluted with what call, I cannot call it real, but fake love to each other, to husband and wife and kids and money and dunya is fake. It's fake. Because if I lose the reality of the love of Allah and love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you think I can love you? You think I can really love you? If I have lost respect between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you think I will respect you? If I have no respect in the time and the place according to Allah wa Rasuluh, you think I respect you? If I cannot bond between me and Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you think we can bond with each other? My dear brother and sister in Islam, we are in a very, very critical time in our life. Our understanding of Islam and our belief in Islam and Allah is very thin, more than you imagine. And all of this is why, again, nafs is high, nafs is too high, and the love of dunya is so rooted. The love of garbage is so rooted. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ. I will give you a small advice for Sabilillah, if you can do it, please. One of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, reciting chapter al-Dukhan, السجدة، الملك، النبأ، الإنسان. Some of this chapter he used to recite it daily at night before he go to sleep, and some of them يوم الجمعة. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, please read this 4 or 5 chapter. They're not too big, and try to comprehend the main message. You will not believe it. It's all about death. Is all about Yawm al-Qiyamah, is all about what after Yawm al-Qiyamah. You think if I'm reading all this chapter and I'm really reading them day and night, do you think this our condition? Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, be a little bit serious. It is only you elevate your soul or you disgrace your soul. And don't worry about other. Because if you failed yourself, you cannot help other. took it from me. If you failed yourself, don't try to help other. Similar to the sister, she asked me the question about Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar. The first to do it to myself, because today some of us is too busy about other, we forget ourselves. What benefit of knowledge I pass it to you when I do not benefit from it? May Allah save me. I am with you in the same boat. May Allah save us, inshallah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please reflect of what I said. Reflect on what I said. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you real iman, real Islam, real love of Allah, real respect of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because without the basic element, we cannot go forward. And this is why we stumble all the time. Please, it's a journey, it's a mujahada, it's a struggle. We have to go through it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us before we die. Because death is very soon. One day I will be dead, or you will be dead. How many minutes, how many hours, how many days left in our life, we do not know. Prepare for your journey after death. And this is what whole five chapter all about. This is what one third of the Quran all about, completely. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love and the respect of Allah wa Rasuluh. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.